Oh, no, no, the investment has secured, the system's actually in place, and this is what was being demonstrated to the members today. Like, it's a fairly graphic demonstration. It's an electronic system where all the meters and pumps and other pipes throughout the county are all hooked up to a central system. You can actually access it on computer as well, so it's been fed into all the different electricity offices and that, and as the manager says today, he can actually switch on his laptop, and straight away you will see whether certain lines are using more water than others, and there may be reasons for that. You can check into it. Maybe it's a festival on, or maybe during the summer and that, but also what's very clearly in the school is to identify where there will be a bust, and these, as I say, are replacing all our reservoirs and pumps.
But invariably, I suppose, the conversation turned to the water supply, water quality in certain areas. The Finn Valley really was the centre of most of that discussion. Some claims that the water quality is poor, dirty indeed. Is that a view you share? Do you believe that the Finn Valley needs special attention in this regard?
Yeah, overall, the water quality in the Finn Valley, I would say, is up to 90%. It's good quality. But the problem is that we have that many leaks. We also have a lot of poor lines and that. And when the water keeps going off and on and it's turned off and on, a lot of the water gets held up and it has to be scoured. The pipes have to be scoured. Or if you haven't to be near the end of a line, what happens every time is turned off and on because of, say, following leaks or repairs, or because of poor pressure, you're continually getting all the grit and all the dirt and that, and it's blocking up the pipes. And some people are saying to us they would nearly take the water out.